Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Rikun Zhu, who is presenting his film Annie here. So thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Would you like to introduce the film and tell them a little bit about what it talks about?
Yeah, my documentary film Annie, it was filmed in 5 years ago in a small city, Hefei in China. This documentary is about a little girl whose name is Annie when she was forced to leave school because her father is a dissident.
What do you mean by dissident?
Yeah, in China, when someone don't agree with the government or someone who involved in democracy movement or someone who work for human rights affairs, usually they will also be called dissidents.
Yes, and specifically, what did the father do?
Annie's father, Zhang Lin, he advocated for democracy, and he involved in quite many human rights movement since he was a university student in China. Because of his activity, he spent much of his life in jail.
Right.
Yeah, totally more than 10 years.
How do these movements, these human rights movements, start?
In China, since the Cultural Revolution, usually from the beginning of 1980s, at the beginning, many professors and the students or university, they start to discuss about how to start democracy in China. Also organize some kind of democratic party. Of course, they are like underground.
Unofficial, but, to say the least.
Yeah, so that is one of the most dangerous things that could be done in China.
Yeah, so it is dangerous.
Quite dangerous, yeah.
And we see as well in your film that social media is starting to play an important role.
Well, before it was, I mean, like 4 or 5 years ago, it helped quite a lot of people to get some news or discuss online.
Yes, but now it's changed again.
It changed a lot, and today it's just like impossible to like before. I mean, if you post anything sensitive online, that also, well, it become another dangerous thing.
It's a censorship,
of course, because of censorship.
And so what is happening now? How do these movements stopped?
It's not stopped. I mean, there are still some people who working on human rights movement or working on for democracy in China, but the situation changed.
Yes.
The Communist Party, the Chinese government, they put great pressure on upon this kind of thing. So it's very difficult.
So I want to take it back to the film, Annie. And first of all, how did you hear about this story?
I heard about this issue also from Weibo, from internet.
Was it being talked about a lot?
It was famous during that time. I mean, when I say famous, of course, not everyone knew about it, but it's still quite many know. Yeah, I mean, that year.
Yeah, and so in the film, we see that people were supporting the cause, but there must also have been people who didn't support the cause, right?
Yeah, I think it was quite divided, yeah. Some people support Annie, support her father, or support demonstrator, but the other side, many people, or maybe they just didn't care.
What was the, so just to get an idea, what would have been the main argument of the people who didn't support the cause of Annie?
Usually some will just say that you are exaggerated such situation, or you are just want to make a big news. You so or they will say that you, or also someone will argue that because this kind of thing was affected by the foreign countries, or sometimes they call them the enemy force.
Yeah. And you as a filmmaker, why did you decide to make this film?
Yeah, I interested in many kind of these things in China. Of course, it related to my old life in China.
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
Well, this kind of thing, it affects everyone. I mean, even not about Chinese, but also we every human being. If you are living in a place without freedom, that you are just not a free one.
But what is the policy of you making a movie in China? Like, I presume that you have difficulties in making a film like this.
For making independent film in China, it looks like different from other democratic countries.
Yes.
Yeah, because they are very strict censorship. So it's quite tough. But there are still many independent filmmaker or artists try to express themselves.
Yeah. But do you have the opportunity to show your film in China?
It's quite rare. Sometimes you can have some kind of private or really underground screen.
Yeah.
But not like in public. It's impossible.
And what about the rest of the world? What is the benefit of screening a film like yours, like Annie, in other parts of the world?
For this film, here in One World is the premiere.
Yeah.
So, but there are coming film festival for my documentary. So I don't know. Of course, I want it to be shown in more film festival and in other place, or even in China. I just try my best.
Right. Well, thank you very much. It was great talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.